Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Ken Grombach is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Kenneth W. Grombach is here. Ken's an original member of our Brain Trust, a founding member, joined us in 1998. He is our demographer in the Brain Trust. He is one of the world's leading demographers. His new book is called The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. And he's our good friend, Ken Grombach. Welcome back.
Good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Hey, Ken,
yeah.
Talk to us. Let's spend a little time talking about the kids. Who are the kids?
We have a unique...
The kids are Gen Y, right? Generation Y.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we're the only nation the only Western culture and the only industrialized nation in the world that has a Gen Y.
Is that right? You're serious, aren't you?
Yeah, 100%. And the reason I say that is we're the only industrialized nation and the only Western culture that has replacement level fertility. We're
right.
about 2.2 children per couple, and so this monstrous, wonderful, big.
That's what you mean. That you don't. You're not. In other words, you're not saying that other countries don't have 18-year-olds. You're just saying they don't have enough of them.
Yeah, they don't have enough of them to perpetuate their country.
Right. Right.
Like for instance, Italy has fertility of 1.2.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
if you have one child per couple, your population shrinks.
That's almost by half. Yeah.
Yeah, and in order to run your country, immigrants pour into the country because the country needs you need labor force and you haven't reproduced it.
I don't know if you saw this, but yesterday I think it was, Putin is offering all kinds of incentives to get women to have a third child.
It's too late.
He's trying to get it, but here's what I thought was interesting. Russia is at around 130 million people right now. He's
correct.
Trying to get them to 150 million by 2050. He's trying to grow just that much in 40 years, and I thought that was not all that big a number to grow in 40 years.
No, the Russia, when Russia separated, when the Soviet Union broke down and Russia became Russia, just Russia again, they had a population of 150 million. They are now at 130. They've lost, I believe, in like the last, I don't know, I forget when this happened, but I believe it was the mid-90s. They've lost 20 million people, and they've lost 20 million people because they're not reproducing. They're not mating.
Mm-hmm.
You have to mate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, see, that's a basic... And essentially, the world has lost that.
Welcome to National Geographic show, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
Well, but there are distinct advantages to understanding the shifting demography. You know, we've talked China to death. I mean, China stopped having children 30 years ago, and they're currently missing 400 million. Well, let's talk about
mostly girls, right?
Well, they're. If you go from 0 to 30 years old right now in China, you have a differential of about 90 million extra men.
Extra men,
who
wow.
have no prospect of marrying because there are no women.
Bunch of grumpy young men over there. So let's come back to the United States. The United States, obviously, as you say, we have a Gen Y. We have a Gen Y. Over 80 million potentially in this generation.
It's actually you're good. You remember these numbers. Yeah,
I pay attention.
Currently, about we're not exactly sure, but about 82 or 83 million. It's actually 4 or 5 million in this generation more than the baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know how significant a market the baby boomers were, or are.
A force. So, I don't think, you know, not just a market, but a force on many, on all the levels.
Well, so they're
culturally,
they're changing everything.
Culturally, the impact on the government, the impact on entitlements, the funding entitlements, let alone, you know, depleting entitlements like boomers are now.
Well, let me tell you something that brought it home for me. I'm going through a checkout line.
Yeah.
And I have an old Rolex watch, and I bought it for $500, and I bought it for in 1980. I bought it used, but I like it. It's an old steel one.
Right.
And I'm going through a checkout line, and a girl looks at my watch, the checkout girl, who's a Gen Y girl, looks at my watch and says, "Wow, you don't see many of those anymore." And I said, "Yeah, it's a stainless steel Rolex, and you have to wind it." And I told her all about it, and she's looking at me like I have two heads, and she said, "I meant watch."
As she pulled out her smartphone and checked the time. Quick break, 22, right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.